It's a fact. Almost every single American has at least one TV in their home.
What do I do?
Call Ken.
A Kaiser Family Foundation study, Media in the Lives of 8 to 18-year-olds, reports that in general, kids spend a little over 4 hours a day watching TV. This isn't news, but what is interesting is the study consistently found that Black and Hispanic kids watched the most TV, almost 6 hours a day. Minorities tend to watch more TV because it's an inexpensive and accessible media, according to Nicole Martins, a telecommunication professor at Indiana University in Bloomington, who studies the effects of mass media on children and adolescents. She says African American youth turn to TV for reasons different from their white peers.
African American children and teens are more likely to report that they learn more about the real world from television, that they're seeking out information about the world from the TV. And so for them, there's a real purpose, a drive to watch television, because to them, it's a resource for them to learn about different things, where white kids, it's not so much educational as more of an entertainment motivation.
Like anything, TV in moderation isn't bad, but too much can have negative side effects. Again, Martin.
We know that adolescents in particular who spend a lot of time with television tend to do more poorly in school. They have lower grades than people who spend less time with the media. We have a large body of research to suggest that children who spend a lot of time with the media, particularly content that is more violent in nature, tends to be more aggressive individuals. We have some other evidence to suggest that it can affect your health in a negative way.
Repeated TV viewing also reinforces stereotypes, according to research by the University of Michigan Health System. Studies of TV commercials found that white men were more often depicted as strong, and African-American men were portrayed as aggressive. 15-year-old Shelbyville High School students Colin Croft and Dylan Richardson watch a lot of TV, mainly cartoons and sports programming. Nevertheless, they agree that too much TV can lead to unhealthy behavior.
It teaches kids too much stuff that they don't need to know, like language-wise, like drugs that they shouldn't use and shouldn't do in period, drinking, smoking, all that kind of general stuff.
I think it takes up too much of our time, and we don't have enough time outside socially.
Yeah, and we don't get enough exercise and stuff because of that.
The Kaiser study makes clear that kids are watching a lot of TV each day. However, Martin says not all TV is harmful. Kids are also watching news, sports, and educational programming. She argues that the content kids are seeing is just as important as the amount of time spent watching TV. For YPress, I'm Grace Bronson.